On Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA, it's WRTA Weekend. Doug Herendeen, and from ARC, Federal Credit Union Money Matters, Liesl Kaffhammer is with us once again. Hello.
Hi, Doug.
And we're going to talk about different types of insurance, I guess, here, but you said you wanted to exclude one because it's a pretty wide topic and we want to concentrate on some others.
Yeah, we are going to leave out health insurance just because that could really take us down some rabbit holes, and I want to focus on homeowners insurance, renters insurance, auto insurance, life insurance. That in and of itself just gives us a whole lot to talk about. So we are going to leave off health insurance. There is some information on our website if you want to visit in the financial wellness tab. You can really dig into that a little bit more there, but we're just going to leave off talking about it on
and
the show.
The website, by the way, is
arcfcu.org.
And there's a lot of information there under a whole bunch of different topics if you go into that tab, but we'll concentrate on the insurance today. All right, we're not going to talk about health, so where do you want to start?
Let's start with homeowners insurance. And I know if people are listening and they think, well, I rent, so it doesn't matter. Not true. There is an option for people that are renting. You can get similar coverage for your possessions because obviously you have things that you own in a property that you are renting. So there is renter's insurance and there is homeowner's insurance. So please make sure you look into a renter's option if you do not own your home. But homeowners is something that if you have a mortgage on your property, you're almost guaranteed that you're required to have some kind of homeowner's insurance.
Because the lender is going to say, hey, you better make sure this is protected. Make sure that the lender is protected as well as you.
Right. Absolutely. So don't think that you don't have to worry about things or there's no one that's going to help you out if something happens just because you don't own that property. Lots of insurance companies offer renter's insurance. Gosh, this was years ago. But Allstate, I believe, had one for that I had a policy through when I was renting that I used. So, I mean, if it's you have your auto insurance through, you can always ask them.
Yeah,
they might have more.
You can bundle it if you want. I had Donegal for many years because a friend of mine's father was an insurance salesman. He said, well, this is the best policy I can get you. And after a lightning strike that fried a TV and a couple other things like that, they actually did pay off very well. But there are many out there that can do that. And the thing is, originally, where I used to rent, I would be renting from private individuals. They didn't require renter's insurance, but in college and in high school, it had been drummed into my head, you better have it. My folks also said, you're going to take out a policy, and mine was under $100 a year for pretty good coverage.
It's not as expensive as homeowner's insurance, obviously, because you're not responsible for the structure if anything happens to the building.
Yeah.
So it's just your belongings.
Also liability. I mean, if you have somebody over and they slip on what, who knows what, the cat, hopefully not as far as the cat's concerned, but I mean, you want to have some liability coverage as well. Now, where I was renting, eventually new owners came in. They said, well, you have to have renter's insurance. You can buy it from us or you can buy it from somebody else, but you got to send us a proof that you have it if we are going to renew your lease. So a lot of places will require that. I know some people are going to say, well, I'll take a chance. I wouldn't.
No, and that's – I feel the same way, too. You never know what could happen. And anything that you don't know until it happens, right?
Yeah.
And that's always the
– the unforeseen.
Yes. And you could look anything up that you want to. You could talk to people that maybe have had to use this or family members or friends and just say, look, do you think this is something that's worth it? Talk to more than one person, obviously. But just to say, what is your experience with this? Do you know anybody that ever had to use it? Did it help them? Because in my younger years, I did go through a fire, a house fire that we were renting. Thank God we had renter's insurance at the time. So it did replace our property that was in the house at the time. So it was a godsend because I didn't even think about it when I signed up for the policy. It was like, oh, it's bundled with my other stuff. It's fine. It helped so much.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I would have never...
I'd hate to go through something like that. And when you did, I mean, what was your first thought as far as using the insurance? And I mean, were you one of these people that does what they say and make an inventory of everything? Or do you just sort of put that off? Well, I think I've got this and that.
I was I say young and dumb, but I mean, I didn't know that that was a recommended. I'm sure it was in paperwork somewhere that I got like, hey, you should inventory everything. Did I read that fine print?
No.
So you should do that. You should make an inventory. I had not. So we're sifting through the what's left
the
after
rubble,
the fire
yeah.
and just trying to figure out, okay, this is what we're covered up to. You need furniture, you need a bed, you're going to want a TV, you're going to want, like, what do we need to start over? And this is, well, the TV is gone, the couch is gone, the beds are gone, the dresser is gone. These are the things that we absolutely have to replace. We can prove that they're damaged or gone in the fire, so.
But also all the clothes. I mean, think about it. What are you going to?
And the worst part with fire, and it does a lot of things that are covered often is fire and smoke damage. There were things that were not burned, but just smelled of smoke, and that smell does not come out. Like it just doesn't come out.
I'm sure there's something a very expensive process that can try to clean those things, but do you really want to go through that?
No, it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, I don't know whether everybody I on our news, I have heard, it seems like once or twice a year you hear something where a house was a total loss. Oh, they didn't have insurance. And you just feel so terrible for people in that situation where, well, you know, they're trying to economize maybe. And they say, well, I'll chance not having the insurance until I get back on my feet. And then if something happens, you're knocked off them again.
Right. And that's a scary thought. Because like I said, I don't know what I would have done if I hadn't had that coverage. Like, how would I have ever got back on my feet and got started again? Because that's a significant investment to try and replace things that you had to purchase bit by bit by bit over years, you know?
And if you've only been out of college for maybe 3 years, you got a lot less. If you've been out for 40 years from high school, you've got a whole lifetime worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we realize that. Well, my theory is until you're 50, you accumulate stuff. After 50, the stuff owns you. So there's enough of it that you may want to take care of. I mean, when you had to go through that, not to get too personal, but I mean, where do you even begin to talk to the insurance people after you've done something like that to get yourself squared away?
Well, I will say that our insurance agent was wonderful helping us through the process. And they, I think it was a friend that said to us about checking to see what that policy would cover or what, because in my mind, I wasn't thinking it would do that much. Like I was just thinking, you know, hey, do I get, like they replace my TV or do they, but yeah, it ended up being, they came out, checked what was left of the house and it kind of helped us inventory because we did not have a pre-made inventory. So they went through and really walked us through the process. Cause like I said, I was young. I was, you know, you're in your early 20s. You don't really, you're just learning.
You're
to
not
adult.
Thinking about insurance for anything.
No. And just happened to have done like a bundle. Hey, why don't you bundle some renter's insurance in with your auto insurance? We'll save you, get a discount, blah, blah. Sure, I guess that's fine.
Yeah. Well, luckily you had a good agent who suggested that.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's just something. Even when I was in college, I had a renter's insurance just for the few possessions I had at the time. And you will accumulate more than you possibly realize and look back and go, where did all this come from someday? And what would it cost to replace it is something that we usually don't think about. So, yeah, I can see doing that. And homeowners, like you say, it's protecting the people that are holding the mortgage. And even if you have the house paid off, well, what are you going to do if something happens to it?
Right. Exactly. And that's things that people often kind of, you get to that point like, oh, this is my goal. I'm going to pay it off. I'm going to own my own home and then I'm going to be debt free. And I'm going to, it's just because you're debt free, just because you don't have a mortgage hanging over your head doesn't mean you don't have any bills left to pay or you're not responsible.
Have obligations and other debts that they don't go away.
Right, right. So think of it as like, you know, you're still paying your property taxes. You're still responsible for all that. Think of that homeowner's insurance as part of that, like you still need to take care of that property. So this is a big piece of that. You spent the time to pay it off, or even if you're still paying your mortgage, you still want to be able to live there and be comfortable there. So if something happens, I mean, you could have a bad storm and, you know, a tree could fall and hit mm-hmm. a section of your roof, or there's all kinds of different things that fall into what is covered, the perils that are covered in your policy. So, depending on where you live, if you're in a flood zone, that's something that gets looked at when you buy a home. Do you have to add flood insurance? Because not everything is considered covered under that homeowner's insurance.
The thing I've noticed about flood insurance, and I don't need it, but I had often looked at that issue for one of our other programs. I noticed the federal government will offer flood insurance one price, but if you talk to an individual insurance agent, they may be less expensive than the government. So.
Yes.
Shop around.
Right.
Don't just take the first offer. One other thing that I would throw in that most people don't think of, and this is something that my folks went through. They got aluminum siding put on the house when I was growing up. And they were offered insurance. Hey, if you get hurt and you can't work, you know, there's a company with a duck that does that type of thing. But there are multiple companies that do. If you just pay us like $20 more a month, if something happens to you, the loan's paid off. Well, my folks thought about it. It's like, nah, let's save the money. And then a year later, my dad had a heart attack.
Oh, gosh.
And he was out of work for a couple of months, and that would have paid off the loan for the aluminum siding. And as such, they didn't go for it, so they were still stuck to pay for that.
Yes, and a lot of times when you do get loans just at like a bank or a credit union, they will offer something like that, life or disability insurance added on to your loan. So if it doesn't make sense to you when someone, a loan officer or something, is saying, hey, do you want to add disability insurance onto your loan? Ask. I'm sure they'll be more than happy to explain, because it's not something that the average person deals with every day.
Yeah.
So just ask and say, what does this mean? You know, and how much would it add on to my total payments? That's usually something we can calculate for you.
Yeah, and if you're 25 years old, you may not see a value in it, but my dad was only in his 40s at the time.
Wow.
So you have this as a possibility. We're talking about different types of insurance today, and we'll continue with Liesl Kapphammer from ARC Federal Credit Union. And Money Matters on WRTA is sponsored by ARC Federal Credit Union. And there'll be a podcast of this program up at WRTA.com and on the ARC site as well afterwards. And you can check out the whole library of financial topics we've discussed on Money Matters over the past year or so. Something else that I wanted to check with you on this. ARC does not sell insurance, so we're just talking about the importance of it, but you're not selling it.
Correct. We want to make sure we get this information out, that this is an educational conversation that we're having. We do partner with two organizations that offer some life and disability insurance options, but ARC itself does not sell insurance.
And you don't have to deal with those partners if you're dealing with ARC. You can,
correct,
but mm-hmm. you don't have to.
Correct. Yeah. If you're someone that says, nope, my needs are all taken care of, I'm not interested, you can opt out of any of that information that comes from us.
Yeah. So they're not experts about insurance, but the idea in this program on this particular edition is to talk to you about the importance of having it.
Correct.
If you're going to deal with financial matters, you ought to be protecting yourself.
Yeah.
What type of insurance we want to talk about next?
I would like to move on to auto insurance, since we all need somewhere to live and most of us need a way to get from place to place.
Yeah.
And most of us have cars for that. I know there are other options out there nowadays, but
And the government kind of likes you to have that insurance, as in you must.
Yes.
Theoretically.
Yes. Now, auto insurance is something that, depending on whether or not you have a loan actively on your vehicle, you may be required to have a certain level of insurance. That is dependent on the financial institution that's holding your loan. If you own your vehicle outright, you get to choose, you know, what level of insurance coverage do you feel comfortable with? And that's something where you need to kind of look into, what are my options and what do I want to be covered for? Is it just, hey, I wrecked into somebody and I want to make sure that I can pay for damages to their vehicle? Or I was in an accident and I want to make sure the damages to my vehicle is covered, the damages to their vehicle is covered, that any medical incidents that could have occurred in the accident are covered, or if my car is sitting outside and a tree falls on it, that it gets repaired. Like, what level of coverage do you want from your auto insurance?
Or like my folks who had an old clunker of a car that I inherited some years later. It was parked in front of their house, and twice a drunk driver hit it.
Oh, my goodness.
It was legally parked, but there was a side street where people would turn out from, go left, and they end up going right toward the curb. If they hadn't hit the car where it was parked, they would have hit the telephone pole.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah, needless to say, it was the old type of car where you just sort of like, you know, you grab it and pull and the metal would pop out because it was that type of metal, as opposed to the aluminum can stuff that some cars are made of now. And when I'd be driving on Route 80, boy, did people give me a wide berth because they figured, look at this guy, he's been in accidents. No, the car was in its accident all by its lonesome.
Yeah.
But I guess if you've ever talked to somebody who's been in an accident and the other person doesn't have insurance, you understand the importance of it suddenly.
Yes. Yep. And there is the option for uninsured or underinsured driver insurance where exactly that happens. You know, you're in a wreck with someone else, but they don't have a high enough level of insurance or they don't have any insurance, which is
it's technically illegal. Yeah.
Yeah. But it happens.
Doesn't change it.
No.
Afterwards.
Right. So you can get that additional coverage on your side, and at least you're covered whenever that happens. And if the other person doesn't have the insurance to cover your vehicle's damages or any medical problems that could have happened, there is that coverage from your side. Now, obviously, the more things that you want your car insurance to cover, the more expensive it's going to be.
Yeah.
And what deductible do you want to have to pay out? The deductible is just how much money are you going to be expected to front whenever something happens. If you don't want to have to pay out as much when there's an issue, then your premium is probably going to be higher.
Yeah, back in the olden days, I was driving on the Long Island Expressway and something fell off one of the overpasses, not somebody throwing a rock, thankfully.
Oh, geez.
But it cracked the windshield to put a little hole in the windshield.
Yep, yep.
And so I'm like, I don't want to drive back to Pennsylvania with this. So I contact my insurance agent and said, well, good news for you. We have people all over, including a shop about, from what I can see, 10 miles. This is pre-internet, 10 miles from where you are. Now, here's the thing. You have a $50 deductible. We can give you a whole new windshield. You pay $50. And this is when 50 was more like 50.
Yeah.
or we put a little silicone gel in that. And you pay nothing. Well, guess what I picked? So
the free.
Yeah, the free. And it didn't hurt the trade-in value of the car, which I thought it would. Oh. But they told me now that's no big deal. I mean, it had been stable for like 4 years by the time it was traded in. So it just depends. You'll talk to your insurance agent about contingencies. Well, what does this cover? What does that cover? What's my deductible? And the higher the deductible, the lower the premium. But then again, if you get into a problem, you're going to pay more, perhaps.
When it happens. Yeah, and that's something that also the financial institution that is holding, if there's a loan on your vehicle, they may set the deductible. They might say, hey, your deductible has to be at least this.
Well, at least it takes the hassle of deciding out of it. It's like, no, you will do this because we're loaning you a whole bunch of money for that vehicle.
Right. And that can be a sticking point for some people. Like, well, that's going to make my monthly payment go up to this much if I have a lower deductible.
If you're taking out
a loan for that car.
You have to build that in.
And that's another thing to look at when you're purchasing vehicles, too, is, you know, if you're going to need a loan to buy it, it's not just, oh, this is my car payment because the car cost X dollars. It's, well, this is my car payment, but also maybe you want a newer car or a nicer car. It's going to cost more to insure it because if something happens to it, it's going to cost more to fix it.
If you want a sports car, you're going to pay through the nose as opposed to the simple pedestrian, bland four-wheel drive, four wheels and a steering wheel to drive it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you recommend about keeping collision on a car? After a certain age, say the car is paid off now, you're not going to get as much, but at the same time, people say, well, you know, they redid this in Pennsylvania years ago where you had to carry collision and it's like, oh, okay, we're going to have insurance reform in PA. Now you don't have to carry it. But of course, if somebody runs into you, they may pay a liability, they may get the car running, but they're not going to replace the bumper.
Right. That, I would say, is something where are you going to be unhappy driving that vehicle because you didn't have collision and everything didn't get replaced, everything didn't get fixed. Is it in your budget to make sure that you have that additional coverage? Mm-hmm. Or are you, you know, driving one of those, I just need to get from point A to point B. I need to make sure that it runs. And I don't care if it's, you know, the newest 2025 Lincoln, whatever. Is it okay?
You run it to the wheels fall right, off, like Dave Ramsey would say.
Right. Yeah. What's your mentality on and what is your budget for the vehicle that you drive day to day? If there's not a legal requirement for you have to have this in your insurance, you're not obligated because of the terms of a loan that you have, then I would say that's definitely a matter of preference for you. Talk to your insurance agent, too, because they might have additional recommendations to say, hey, we see this a lot. This happens or people end up changing this. So I would say you could definitely talk to an insurance professional to get their insight, especially for your area.
Yeah. And again, to emphasize, ARC does not sell insurance. They do have their partners that they work with. You don't have to use them. But the reason we're doing the show, it's called Money Matters. It's to help you realize what's available and what kind of responsibilities you may have in each of these indications, whether it be homeowners or whether it's be auto insurance, what's going to be out there and what. And quite frankly, since the Pennsylvania says you have to have insurance, we all know that not everybody goes by the rules, but you're supposed to. So you ought to.
Yes. Yeah. And it's not something that you want to skimp on or get the bare minimum on just because car accidents can be, they can be very bad. I mean, people can get hurt in them. You want to make sure you have
liability.
Yes. You want to have that liability coverage in case someone is injured or you're injured.
You're injured. Yeah.
So that's something that you also want to keep in mind when you're looking at those options. And if you don't have someone that currently you're getting auto insurance through and you're just getting into that phase of life where you're like, man, I'm going to be getting my own car soon or I'm going to be responsible for my own car soon. Mm-hmm. Look at who do your parents use? You know, who does a trusted family member or friend use? And talk to them, price through a couple different companies, right? You want to compare. And I know there are websites online that will easily compare quotes from different companies. So
of course, if you sign up for them, they will be pestering you. Hey, let me give you a phone call now. It's like, no, that's okay.
17 emails a day.
17. Yeah, it's similar to that. But if you were to call a whole bunch of them, the thing that amazes me is I'm not going to say who I have because I'm not doing a plug for them. The company that I have is, to me, very reasonable and has helped me when people have hit my car so far. I haven't hit anybody else, you know, fingers crossed. I'm no Mario Andretti where I know what I'm doing, but, you know, and odds are eventually. But they're a good company in standing back of the work and the claims and everything else. I've had other people say, hey, I can save you $800 in your car insurance. It's like, I'm not even paying $800. And they're like, well, yeah, now we really want you to sign up because they figure I'm a good driver on that basis. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, no, thanks. I'll stay with the people that took care of me when somebody else had me.
Right.
Yeah. So, there is no rhyme or reason. I know some of it has to do with your financial scores, your FICO score, how you take care of your bills, how you conduct your business. They look at that whether you like it or not. So, again, shop around because it can vary wildly. Somebody may offer you $800. Somebody says, oh, I can get it to you for $1,400.
And one of the other perks of reaching out to different agents and talking to them and saying, hey, what do you offer? This is what I'm getting into. This is my situation. These are the vehicle or vehicles that I have and I need to insure. Talking to them and having that interaction lets you know, do I feel comfortable with these people? Because when you have to deal with someone for an insurance claim, you're not coming to them at like the best day of your life, right? Something happened that's not enjoyable. You were in an accident. You caused an accident. You know, someone hit your car when it was parked out in front of your house. Something happened. No one's happy about it. There could be people hurt. This has to be someone you feel comfortable dealing with that you know you can get a hold of them when you need to and will take the time to help you.
Yeah. How can they make it better for you? Mm-hmm. We're out of time here, but if people want to contact you, first off, where are the brick and mortars for ARC?
We are at 1919 7th Avenue, Altoona, and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
And if people want to find you online?
arcfcu.org.
And the phone number?
814-946-0857. Call or text.
Liesl Kapphammer, thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug.